Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show with Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and I have been talking nonstop for this entire show, the first time I think I've ever done that. This is my annual review of what went on in 2012. It is the week between Christmas and New Year's, and I hope your Christmas was wonderful, and I wish you a very, very happy New Year's. We have been talking about so many different things, and I could just go on and on and on. But the last thing I referenced at the end of the last segment was a column I wrote called Batman Rises and the Colorado Shootings. Hollywood should be ashamed. And in light of the Connecticut shootings, I continue to believe the solution is not more laws. The solution is looking at the breakdown of the family. And the solution is looking at Hollywood and what our movie companies and television companies are providing our children and our adults, for that matter, as well as the gaming industry. There is clear correlation between what the Aurora, Colorado shooter's life was like and being a lover of violent video games. It's not always that clear. And there are plenty of people that like the violent shoot 'em up games that are not killers. I recognize that. But I do believe that the volume of violence that our kids see on a regular basis through these various mediums is a desensitizing sort of thing that does make them less aware of the pain and suffering that exists in the world, let alone the pain of a bullet, one that may or may not kill you, but just the pain of being struck. Like in the hit'em games, the sock'em games, the boxing games, even the football games. There's the sounds, but you're playing a game, you don't feel it. How interesting it would be if those games actually had tactile responses. I don't think they'd sell quite as well. But I believe Hollywood should be ashamed, because I believe Hollywood has contributed to the decline of morals in our country. I come from Hollywood. I spent 25 years making television, mostly television movies, and I worked very hard to try to do something uplifting with the films I did. And I think maybe I made a difference here and there with some of the things I did. But I don't see that happening with much of Hollywood now. And that was the subject of a column. I want to remind you again of my free book offer. You buy my book, The Emptiness Road Trip Blues, an interactive journal from a dad's point of view, on Amazon for a whopping $2.99. You send me an email, bruce@brucesalen.com, with the receipt from Amazon. And whether or not you have a Kindle, I will refund the $2.99 to your PayPal account, assuming you give me the email for that account. I can't do anything with it. Don't worry. And I'll give you a copy of the PDF. It's called Win-Win-Win. Why am I doing this? It cost me $1 a book to do it. And I want to see this book hit number one on the Amazon charts in the categories of fatherhood and parent and adult child relationship. So go to Amazon, buy the book for $2.99, send me the email that you bought the book. I will refund the full $2.99, which is, by the way, less than the cost of a latte. And I'll send you the PDF. How do you lose? It's called Win-Win-Win. And you will also get a chance to read this book, which is really fun. It's not a lot of text, but it's a lot of pictures and links to really cool places and links to 7 videos that I made. One of them took place at the Boston Tattoo Convention. And I went there by accident. But I also wrote a column this year called My Son Got a Tattoo. And my son, who I took to college and inspired the book I wrote, got a tattoo. And I wrote a column about it because I was really not happy. As a Jew, tattoos are literally against our religion. But the column was about we have to pick our fights as parents. And that was just a fight that didn't seem worthy to fight. He's not hurting anybody by a tattoo. So that was one that was really kind of interesting. Another column, and I think this will be the last one I will talk about as we wind down the show, is called A Living Will for My Boys. And what is a living will? A living will is leaving a legacy of beliefs. Everybody is concerned about leaving an actual will of property, money, etc. But don't you care as much that you leave behind what you want them to live about and for and have values? Don't you care about that? So I wrote a living will to my boys of the things I hope they will do in their life, the way that they will lead their lives, to be a good person, to give back to the world, to practice tikkun olam, which means to repair the world. And that's what that column was all about. So this is the end of our annual show looking back at the year 2012 through what I talked about on my radio show and what I wrote about on BruceSalen.com. I hope you have enjoyed it. I have talked at rampant speed. I do want to – is rampant speed? No, that's not the right word. I think rapid speed, not rampant speed. I want to thank my team, Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer, for always pointing the finger at me when we're out of time. Boy, am I wired today. And Les Carroll, my station manager and very good friend, hoping that Betty, your wife, feels a lot better. Enough with this cough. We want her back up and giving you a hard time, because otherwise it's up to us to give you a hard time, Les. Happy New Year, everybody. And please remember my motto: be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.